Members of the public should not speak during the meeting and may be temporarily excluded for discussion of any committee items. I remind members of their obligations under the Queensland Code of Conduct to declare any financial or significant non-financial interests which they have in any item of business before the committee today. If you have such interest, please either declare it now or immediately before the item itself, stating the item of business it relates to. Having declared an interest, the members should leave the chamber for the duration of discussion on that item and should not take part in the vote. You will then be invited back to join the meeting once discussion on that item has ended. Proceedings of the meeting will be audio and video recorded, except where council is considering any except matters. Members should remember that the microphones work as a queuing system. If your microphone is lit red, you have precedence. Flashing green is next in the queue, and then solid green. Please do not press your microphone button again when it's lit up red, as you will lose your place in the queue. There may be some members in attendance virtually, and it's been agreed that all members in the chamber are brought in to speak on an issue before any remote delegates. Therefore, if you are attending remotely, please use that chat facility to indicate your wish to speak, and I will bring members in once all those within the chamber have spoken. Members are reminded that they are personally responsible for any comments they make at the meeting. You will see from the agenda, in an effort to be more transparent, that many of the appendices are in closed session, but the report itself isn't open. If there's an item you wish to discuss, the appendix, if everyone is in agreement, perhaps you will wait until we go into closed session at the end of the meeting. Okay. Item one, introduction and apologies. Any apologies?
Sorry, apologies from Councillors Andrews, Hanlon, Hart, and Lewis.
Anyone else? No? Okay. Item number two, declarations of interest. Any? Okay. Item number three, the action sheet. Page one. Page two. Any questions or comments? Now the proposer and seconder, please. Councillor Hannah. Seconded by Councillor Kearns. Next item is item number four, the ITOA workshop. Amanda.
The paper set out in front of you is second. Up to the tour operator workshop, which is here. There is a cost associated with that, but it's outlined in the document. Purpose and benefit of that is outlined.
Thank you very much. Any questions, comments? I have a proposer and seconder, please. Okay, moving on then to item number five, Summit of Cities 2026. Amanda.
Members, this report again seeking for event summit in Belfast in 2020 year, dates still to be agreed. It is the event Ireland and South Ireland. It's a North-South collaboration among cities where they'll come for the first time. The benefit of attendance outlined in the report section 2.0, and there will be a part of the event available. And for this event, it is a meeting of cities, and it is city and local government members and officials look at practice and opportunity, regeneration, development, planning.
Thank you very much, Amanda. Any questions or comments? A proposer and seconder, please. Seconder. Thank you very much. Moving on to item number 6 warm point baths.
Members, this report follows a meeting of Hartley councillors that was held on the 10th of September. Section 2 of the report outlines the summary that was presented to the meeting that covers baths, including a timeline of studies, development rates, approval that is currently. The meeting also all inspections, recommendations for that meeting. We would with a structure survey of bath structure and buildings, and that opportunities. There is a cost associated with that recommendation associated with studies on the structural condition.
Thank you very much. Any questions or comments? Yeah, happy to close. Yeah, no problem. Seconded. Thank you very much. Okay, item number 7. So, item 7 is deemed to be exempt under paragraph 3 of part 1 of Schedule 6 of the Local Government Act, Northern Ireland 2014. Information relating to the financial or business affairs of any particular person, including the council, holding that information, the public may by resolution be excluded during these items of business. I have a proposer and seconder to go into closed session, please. Anyone? Councillor Anna? Seconder, please. Councillor Jan? Thank you very much. Item 7, Belfast Innovation Region Funding. On the proposal of Councillor Young, seconded by Councillor Quinn, it was agreed to 1. Approve acceptance of the letter of offer from Department for Science, Innovation and Technology, DSIT, for Castlewell and Forest Park. 2. Approve the business case for the procurement for the project via the Crown Commercial Service Network Services 3 Framework, RM6116. 3. Approve the allocation of match funding towards the project as set out in Section 4. The following items, number 8 to 12, are for voting. Any questions? The proposer and seconder for voting items, please. Right, well, that's it. Thank you so much. Have a great evening. Bye-bye.